Oasis Audio presents Riley May and the Ready Eddie Rapids by Jill Osborne. Read for you by Georgina Marie. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15, New Living Translation. Chapter 1. Running for your life is not as exciting as it looks in the movies. And it's not something I ever expected to do, especially since I'm only 12. Well, almost 13. But that doesn't make it any better. I never thought that being the spokesgirl for the Riley May Outdoor Shoe Collection would totally mess up my life. I suppose if I had thought about it a little more carefully, I would not have begged my parents to sign that rotten 2-year contract. Mom always says that I failed to think things through, but this time I really tried. I thought it would be fun to be famous. I thought it would be great to wear new shoes all the time. I thought it would be interesting to travel to new places. But even in a million years, I never would have thought it would get me in this much trouble. "So, your real name is Daniel Stevens?" I squinted at the guy sitting across the aisle from me in the private jet. "Just a day ago, I thought his name was Flip Miller, my silly photographer from Swift River Shoes. A guy who wears wrinkly clothes and eats stale leftovers from his pants pockets." "Yeah, but you can still call me Flip." "And you're rich?" He pushed his cushy seat back into a reclining position. "I guess you could say that." "And that's why you can sponsor all those kids from other countries, right? It all makes sense now." Flip grinned. "My dad always sponsored kids when I was little. I thought it was cool. I wrote them letters and sent toys whenever I could. When I got old enough to sponsor a kid on my..."